AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden honored the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. at a Washington breakfast. Shelley Adler.
Biden spoke about economic initiatives to help minority communities, combat racial discrimination in housing, and helping out historically black colleges and universities.
We've delivered nearly $6 billion in funding to HBCUs to invest in next generation of black leaders. That's a record.
And the president added the only way to move forward on the issues so important to Dr. King is to do it together.
Let's be guided by Dr. King's light and by the charge of Scripture, which is, let us never grow weary in doing what is right. For if we do not give up, we will reap our harvest in due time.
Among the other speakers, the Reverend Martin Luther King III and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. I'm Shelley Adler.
A grim scene in Nepal. Search teams at the site of Sunday's plane crash retrieving bodies. Shambhu Subedi with the Nepal Police Force.
Unfortunately, the terrain is very difficult, and it's very difficult to get all those dead bodies out from the crash sites and crash areas.
69 of the 72 people aboard confirmed dead, 3 others missing, presumed dead. Searchers have recovered the flight data and cockpit voice recorders. Emergency crews in Ukraine sifting through what's left of an apartment building in the southeastern city of Dnipro. It was destroyed by a Russian missile Sunday. The death toll 40 so far. 30 people remain missing. The Kremlin claims it doesn't target residential buildings. 6 found dead at a home in Goshen, California this morning. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau.
We do believe this is a targeted act of violence, not a random act.
Investigators believe there's a gang connection, at least 2 suspects being sought. And perhaps the last in a 3-week series of major winter storms is churning through California. Mountain driving remains dangerous. This is AP News. There are many places one might consider searching for the bones of an ancient woolly mammoth. But treasure hunters have been scouring New York City's East River. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Several groups have flocked to the waterway off Manhattan in search of treasure. That's after hearing a guest on podcast host Joe Rogan's show make a claim based on an old report that a boxcar's worth of prehistoric bones brought to New York City from Alaska to be handed over to the American Museum of Natural History was thrown into the East River in the 1940s. Despite the lack of evidence, in recent weeks, treasure seekers have used boats, diving apparatus, and technology like remote-operated cameras to search. They're hoping the murky waters are hiding treasures like woolly mammoth tusks. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.